Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny in the mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 27. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 50.
Is slow internet driving ratty? Are your little monsters complaining about the connection? Don't miss out on this spooktacular special. Right now, we are giving away a $100 Visa gift card to new internet subscribers or existing customers who upgrade their speed. Call Blue Valley Technologies today at 877-876-1228.
A Wichita driver's been arrested in a crash that killed a passenger. Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County jail booking records show that 21-year-old Eric Lane Turner Jr. was taken into custody Saturday. He had a warrant for charges of reckless involuntary manslaughter, failure to stop at the scene of an injury accident, and driving while suspended in the crash that killed 21-year-old Leon Turner. And Ivanka Trump, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, headed to the Sunflower State on Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
With the old saying that variety is the spice of life, when it comes to renting aircraft in South Central Kansas, Augusta Flight Center is one spicy place. Augusta Flight Center has a 12-aircraft fleet, including five Cessna 172s, a Cessna 182 High Performance with Garmin 530W, a complex Beach Sierra, and the only light sport and tailwheel aircraft in the area. A large and well-maintained fleet at great hourly rates. Augusta Flight Center, Augusta, Kansas. Kansas State University police arrested a Fort Riley man Sunday morning in an alleged case that took place on campus. Authorities say they arrived on the scene shortly before 3 o'clock Sunday morning and made contact with the victim, who was taken to a local hospital. While officers were in the area, 23-year-old Jason Seifert returned to the scene and was arrested on charges of rape, aggravated battery, and associated charges. Seifert being held in the Riley County Jail on a $100,000 bond. KWCH-TV reports that Army authorities confirmed the fact that Seifert is a corporal assigned to the 1st Infantry Division. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Donald Trump's advisor Ivanka Trump are visiting Wichita on Thursday. In addition to the two visiting, the WSU Tech National Center for Aviation Training, stops are also planned for Textron Aviation, where a roundtable discussion will take place. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A former teacher accused of stealing from a show choir that he directed in South Central Nebraska has taken a plea deal. Hall County District Court records show that 47-year-old David Sakchewski pleaded no contest last week to theft and guilty to one count of forgery. Prosecutors dropped five other counts of forgery in return. Sakchewski's sentencing date is set for December 19th. Authorities say he stole over $200,000 from the 14-karat gold show choir at Northwest High School in Grand Island.
Officials say nearly three dozen Nebraska National Guardsmen helped search the Lincoln Correctional Center for contraband. Sunday's search was the second time in just over a month that an outside state agency helped the Nebraska Correctional Services Department look for outlawed items, including weapons, drugs, and cell phones. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some 300 Seneca residents were evacuated from their homes for several hours early Saturday evening when a gas line near 4th and Amador Streets was accidentally cut while installing a mailbox. Seneca Police and Fire, as well as Nemaha County Sheriff's Officers, assisted with the cautionary evacuation shortly before 5 p.m. Residents were allowed to return home by 9. $25,000 bond was set for an Axtell man. 34-year-old David J. Remmers was arrested Friday by Nemaha County authorities for possession of paraphernalia with intent to manufacture, drug possession charges, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Friday, the Washington and Hanover Fire Departments were dispatched to 20th and Sunflower Roads for a field fire. Barnes Fire Department answered a call at K-9 and Cross Creek Roads, and the Lynn Palmer Fire Department was dispatched at 7th and King Roads for a combine fire. Marysville Police have received a grant of nearly $30,000 to continue upgrading radio systems, adding backup to patrol units. This will allow direct communication with schools, as well as officers communicating with each other. Riley County Fire District Number 1 will host a ribbon cutting at the recently completed Leonardville Fire Station Friday morning at 10. The three-bay facility will serve northern Riley County patrons. Tony Youngeberg of Waterville will direct the Valley Heights Recycling Program, succeeding Phil Osborne of Blue Rapids, who is retiring after many years, heading the program. The Kansas State Fair has announced champions of 2019 and posted results online for every category on the fair's website at kansasstatefair.com. Marie L. May Fitzgerald, age 97, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery at Beatty. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for May Fitzgerald. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, seasoned mashed potatoes, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, sloppy joes, sweet potato fries, green beans, and mandarin orange cake. Check of the school and community calendar, Marysville High Marching Band is at Mission Valley for a festival today. Parent-teacher conferences continue at Marysville Elementary, Junior, and Senior High. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather for today, but we do have a low pressure system coming out of the Rockies, which is going to move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some cloud cover for tonight. Continuing into tomorrow, some areas could see some isolated chances of rain showers. The good news is it is a weak low, definitely not as strong as that one that went through a few days ago. Otherwise, high pressure system builds back in as we head towards the end of the week, starting into the weekend with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures pretty nice for today, a little bit cooler behind the system. So looking at the forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 30s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 40s, around 50. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lows at 27. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, we'll see temperatures in the mid-50s. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
51 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. Average high temperature, mid-October, 66. Record high on this date, 88 in 1927. The average low, 43, and the record low is 24 in 1982. Sunset this evening, 6:33. Sunrise in the morning at 7:41. Again, 51 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Wednesday, the 23rd of October, KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
We love our farmers, and we know harvest time is a busy time. Bite Me Barbecue has your food fast and ready to take to the field or carry out anytime for the family. Enjoy pulled pork, smoked brisket, sausage, baked beans with burnt ends, cheesy taters, Mary's homemade slaw, cucumber salad, lettuce salad, and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Nats steal home field advantage, and there may be a new king of Los Angeles basketball. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Washington Nationals took game one of the World Series, 5-4 over the Houston Astros in Houston, down 2-1 in the fourth. The Nats' Juan Soto launched a 417-foot home run over the train tracks in left field at Minute Maid Park, and he wasn't done. Top five.
3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score. On a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto.
The call on WJFK. Nats win 5-4 in their first ever World Series appearance, dealing the seemingly invincible Garrett Cole his first loss since May 22nd. Soto drove in three, becoming the youngest major leaguer to hit a home run in his first World Series game. The NBA champion Toronto Raptors got their rings last night, then went to overtime to down the Pelicans, 130-122. The Raptors' Fred VanVleet scored a career-high 34. Kyle Lowry chipped in 22, including a pair of free throws that sealed the win. Lowry talking about the offseason loss of Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers in free agency.
Listen, Kawhi is one of the top players in the NBA, and, you know, I think his void can't be filled because of his talent and his abilities and what he can do on the floor. But as a team, we can go out there and we can grow and be better. And, you know, it's not even a avoid is, you know, this next man up.
Raptors next play Friday at Boston. The L.A. Clippers hosted the Lakers on opening night. New acquisition Kawhi Leonard scored 30 in a 112-102 dispatching of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but it was the Clippers' bench outscoring the Lakers' reserves 60-19 that was the difference. The Lakers host the Jazz Friday. The Clippers travel to San Francisco Thursday to open the Warriors' new home. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats and the Clifton Klein Lady Eagles advance to sub-state from the Frankfort Regional Volleyball Tournament Thursday. In first-round action, Frankfort defeated Washington County. Hanover took Blue Valley Randolph, and Lynn topped Pike Valley. In the second round, Frankfort defeated Hanover. Clifton Klein defeated Lynn. And in the finals, Clifton Klein defeated Frankfort. Again, both those teams advanced to sub-state from the Frankfort Regional. Centralian Valley Falls advanced to sub-state from the Axtell Regional. Axtell fell to Donovan West in the first round. Wetmore defeated Troy, and Valley Falls took Onega. In the second round, Centralia defeated Donovan West. Valley Falls took Wetmore. Centralia defeating Valley Falls in the championship of the regional. Both those teams advancing to sub-state. Join us for the Coach's Corner as we talk area high school football each evening following sports at around 5:20. High school football action coming up on Friday. Marysville hits the road to Hiawatha live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover kicks off at Frankfort live on KNDY FM 95.5. All of our high school broadcast live on air, online, on our website, KNDYradio.com. And our mobile app as well. Download previous broadcasts, archives available on our website and our Facebook page as well.
Bring your appetite to the CJ Express stores in Marysville. Beer Rocks return for lunch in October, Monday through Friday. The West location still has the spicy Bulldog Pizza to warm you up. Make dinner easy with Hunt Brothers Pizza Specials. Monday Madness gets you a dollar off pizzas, and you can beat the clock on Thursday. Then get chicken and pizza with the Chiefs Game Day Special. Feed your autumn appetite with CJ Express.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The EPA yesterday published the final rule repealing the Waters of the U.S. rule. The EPA and Army Corps of Engineer effort repeals and returns the law to provisions in place prior to 2015. The new rule will go into effect December 23rd of this year, but legal challenges expected from environmental groups. First announced in September, the American Farm Bureau Federation at the time called the rule a victory for farmers and ranchers. The EPA attributed the repeal to four factors. First, the agency says the 2015 rule did not implement the legal limits on the scope of the agency authority under the Clean Water Act as intended by Congress. EPA also says the Obama-era rulemaking failed to adequately consider states' rights. The repeal, an effort by the EPA to avoid interpretations of the Clean Water Act that pushed the envelope of their constitutional and statutory authority. Lastly, the EPA and Army Corps conclude the 2015 rule's distance-based limitations suffered from certain procedural errors and a lack of adequate record support. New legislation in the Senate would support rural health care providers to deliver high-quality care. Introduced by Kansas Senator Pat Roberts and Nevada's Catherine Cortez Masto, the Rural ACO Improvement Act would fix a glitch in the program, according to lawmakers. The legislation would change the Accountable Care Organizations, or ACO, reimbursement formula, which inadvertently punishes rural health care providers when they reduce cost.
The bill would put rural providers on a level playing field with their urban counterparts and ensure that all providers are rewarded equally for their work to deliver value in health care. ACOs are made up of groups of health care providers that share responsibility for providing coordinated care to patients to improve health care quality and reduce unnecessary spending. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ryan Martin with a market update. Disappointing day in the grain markets overall. We had corn, beans, and wheat in the green, but not by very far. And honestly, with the way the market started today, we had hopes for a lot more. Here's what went on today. We started overnight last night a little bit lower, and then during the overnight trade, we got word that China was offering a 10 million metric ton tariff-free quota on soybeans. They want to buy beans or have beans bought in tariff-free. And that got the market excited. At one point going into the pause, we were up about 10, 11, 12 cents on soybeans. But then day trade happened, and just like it's gone on the past week to week and a half, we've taken the overnight trend, and it's been faded as the day goes on. That's exactly what happened as we opened up day trade. So fractionally higher on corn today, up 1 to 1.5 on beans. Wheat actually finished lower in Chicago and KC, a little bit higher in Minneapolis. So very disappointing overall here. Some are saying, look, don't trust it. And I'll tell you this, some of the tweets that I've seen today talking about wind damage in corn all the way from west and southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas, all the way across into the eastern Corn Belt, I don't think we can ignore. Now, is that every cornfield? No, of course not. But still, I find it hard to believe that we have a big corn crop out there. Now, by the same token, I also find it hard to believe that 23% of the North Dakota corn crop made it to maturity last week while it was dead. But, you know, it is what it is. So that's the story of the marketplace today. I think we're just biding time right here, and today was very uninspiring. Livestock markets had cattle down today, 12 bucks, or rather 12 cents to $1.07 per hundredweight. Feeders were up slightly, 27 to 70 cents, while hogs were down big, losing 232 on the Dease hog contract. More market information at agview.net. I'm Ryan Martin.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Oh yeah, it's agriculture. Jack Frost is here. He has brought a lot of problems for farmers and also for farm gardeners. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Well, Jack Frost made a grand entrance over the last couple of weeks in parts of the Midwest, and that has caused a concern not only for row crop farmers, but also for farm gardeners. And what to do about those geraniums that still look so good? Jim Fizell, our gardening expert, has a few tips.
They've been particularly nice this year, as a matter of fact. Most of the garden annuals have worked very well. So we have a lot of people asking, what can I do with these? I don't want to throw them away. Three ways. You can keep the whole plant. You need to dig a plant that has no diseases or insects on it. You need to cut it back so it's symmetrical, actually. Shake all the soil off. Pot it up in a pot that's about the right size for the amount of roots that you have, using one of the light potting mixes. Don't use garden soil to do that. Prune them to shape and size and set them in a bright, cool place indoors. Or you can take cuttings. If you have ones that are growing vigorously out in the garden, go collect some cuttings from them, from the most healthy, clean plants. Root these in sand and peat moss. Pot up the cuttings after you've rooted, and you can grow them in the bright, cool place indoors. And usually for doing this, you need some kind of a plant light setup. There are all kinds of those that you can get or that you can make. Or if you have a greenhouse, they work very well. The one that's time-honored and grandma's time-honored way, as a matter of fact, is you pull up the best plants. You shake the soil from the roots, cut back the top so they'll fit into brown paper bags upside down. You stuff them in the paper bag, hang them in a cool, dark place for the winter. In spring, you'll rescue them, and that's true. You have to rescue them. Cut off the dried, dead parts, pot them up, grow them in a nice pot until it's safe to set them outdoors. Actually, you can bring other annual flowers and herbs in as well, and we've talked about them in the past. So that's how you do it. There are three choices. The way I do it, I get rid of them and I buy new ones next year. I'm sorry. I don't go through all the trouble.
Well, we appreciate the honesty. Jim Fizell, our horticultural expert. Lots to do as Jack Frost moves in and does his thing. Is there a female counterpart? It seems like Jack is getting all of the bad press here. Maybe a Jill Frost? Back after this.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of over 115 years of history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve our members. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its members and express our appreciation for your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Well, it turns out after a quick Google that there is a female counterpart to Jack Frost. In Germany, there is no Jack Frost. There is a Frau Hol, or Frau Holde, who, according to legend, resides somewhere above the earth. And when she makes her bed, loose feathers are stirred up and fall to earth as snow. So there you go. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Morning clouds, it's 51 degrees. Winds are calm this morning in Marysville. Mild temperature is breezy today on a high of 65. All ahead of a cold front moving in that will change temperatures dramatically. High is a good 20 degrees cooler forecast on Thursday.
Landau Lanes loves the nightlife. When everything else is quiet and closed, Landau Lanes is open for fun with bowling, shuffleboard pool, delicious made-to-order food, big screen TVs for watching the games, and a full bar. You won't find a better place to spend the evening than Landau Lanes. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday, 4 to 11, Saturday, noon to 11, and Sunday, 11 to 9.
Regional volleyball competition was held Tuesday. Frankfort and Clifton Clyde girls advanced to sub-state from the Frankfort Regional. As Frankfort defeated Washington County, Lynn took Pike Valley and Hanover defeated Blue Valley Randolph in the first round. In the second round, Frankfort defeated Hanover and Clifton Clyde took Lynn. Clifton Clyde girls topped Frankfort in the championship of the Frankfort Regional. Both Clifton Clyde and Frankfort advanced sub-state. The Centralia girls and Valley Falls advanced to sub-state from the Axtell Regional. In first-round action Tuesday, Donovan West defeated Axtell. Wetmore took Troy and Valley Falls topped Onega. In the second round, Centralia defeated Donovan West, Valley Falls topping Wetmore. And in the championship, Centralia defeated Valley Falls as Centralia and Valley Falls girls both advanced to sub-state from the Axtell Regional. We talk high school football on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. High school football broadcast action coming up Friday. Marysville travels to Hiawatha live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game Hanover versus Frankfurt live on FM 95.5. All of our games on air, online, and on our mobile app. Grab the archives of previous game broadcasts. You can download those at your convenience and re-listen to every live play from our website and our Facebook page as well.
What is the outlook for flu season? Some sobering facts along with some good news today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 23rd, the 296th day of the year. Musician Dwight Yoakam has a birthday, and Apple Computers introduced the iPod on this day in 2001. What's the deadliest season in the U.S.? Summertime has its dangers, no doubt, with increased travel, heat waves, and tornadoes. But winter is still the most hazardous period. December, January, and February have a nearly 15% higher mortality rate than the June through August period. The biggest factor? Flu season. But here's some good news. A reformulation of the flu vaccine is expected to make it more effective than in recent years. And better news for the kids, too. Pediatric experts no longer recommend a shot over nasal spray vaccine. Both should be equally effective. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.